This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
A 6-year-old boy was found safe in Brooklyn this afternoon after the SUV he was sitting in was stolen from outside a store in Canarsie. The stolen SUV was found a couple hours later in East New York with little Ronald Mowat still in the back seat. The boy appears unhurt. He was taken to a hospital to be checked out, though. His uncle had left the engine running while he went into a plumbing supply store.
The cleanup is underway after the 75th annual Columbus Day Parade. WCBS's Kevin Rincon was along the parade route on Fifth Avenue.
With thousands here along Fifth Avenue, they've been treated to some marching bands, traditional Italian music. There have been some colorful floats rolling down past St. Patrick's Cathedral. And just before this parade got started, Governor Cuomo made this announcement.
We're going to build a statue to Mother Cabrini. Mother Cabrini was a great New Yorker, a great Italian-American immigrant.
Here at the cathedral, Cardinal Timothy Dolan spoke highly of Cabrini, who's the patron saint of immigrants.
In other words, the best in the human condition. That's what we're celebrating today. Italians, Americans, virtue, coming together to work for those in need. Mother Cabrini did it in a radiant way, so I'm glad we're not forgetting her.
One thing I've heard from people here is the need to use days like this to remember and reflect the sacrifices made by previous generations in order to help their families and others live a better life. On Fifth Avenue, Kevin Rincon, WCBS News Radio 880.
And this being Columbus Day, fewer people commuted into the city. But for some New Jersey transit riders, the trip certainly was not any easier. WCBS's Peter Haskell says NJT canceled 13 rush hour trains.
A manpower shortage led to the problems, mostly with engineers calling out. New people are being added, with a second of six engineer classes graduating Wednesday. But Governor Murphy admits the headaches won't go away. Yet.
I think by the time we're coming around to next summer, I think we'll be in a much, much better place.
On the bright side, riders here on the Raritan Valley Line will soon have a one-seat ride to New York off-peak. Fanwood Mayor Colleen Mars says the current transfer is a pain.
They face a commute that includes changing trains and platforms in Newark and adding well over a half an hour to their commute.
There are no one-seat rides during the rush, although NJT is aiming to fix that. In Westfield, Peter Haskell, WCBS News Radio 880.
And as Tom Kaminsky's been reporting, at least eight New Jersey transit trains have been canceled this afternoon.
A House subcommittee will hold a hearing tomorrow in Bloomfield, New Jersey, on the lead in some of New Jersey's drinking water. New Jersey Congresswoman Mikey Sherrill chairs the House Science Subcommittee on Investigations and Oversight. She says as the state's water infrastructure ages, officials need to look at current and future technologies to get the lead out. Newark plans to spend millions to replace thousands of lead water pipes. Last week, Governor Murphy announced he'll push for a $500 million bond initiative to address lead contamination statewide. To the Weather Center and our chief meteorologist, Craig Allen. Today was a great one. Wish we could bottle it up.
Right, and keep that for the next several weeks around here. Or, in some cases, I'm sure some folks say right through the winter. That's not going to happen. But 71 now. The high today was 72. And we're dropping down to just above 50 in the city, 40s in the suburbs. Tomorrow, sunshine, seasonable day. In other words, not quite as warm as today, but closer to where it belongs for this time of year, which is right around 64, 65 degrees. Clear much of Tuesday night, but not for long on Wednesday. The clouds thicken up, rain developing by afternoon, continuing into part of Wednesday night. Some heavy rain is quite possible during that time, and the Wednesday high 60 to 65. It's also going to get quite windy. 71 now, humidity is down at 29%, and tonight's low in the low 50s.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.